Hello and welcome to the Oceano Community Services District Board of Directors meeting for September 10th, 2008. May I have a roll call, please, Patrick?
Certainly. President Hill?
Here.
Vice President Bookout?
Here.
Director Dahl?
Here.
Director Mann?
Here.
Director Dean?
Here.
Please join us in the flag salute.
Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
That are not on the agenda this evening. Would anyone like to address the board at this time? I see that we have Commander Brian Haskell from the Sheriff's South Station. Commander, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening. Commander Brian Haskell, Sheriff's Department South Station. Appreciate you taking the time to allow me to talk during the public comment period. I guess somehow I managed to get left off the normal agenda, so any way I can get up here and put my message across, I appreciate it. Before I get started on latest happenings around here, I'd like to introduce the latest member of my South Station team. This is Sergeant Steve Harris, who just came to us from the Watch Commander's office. He replaces Sergeant Jay Donovan, whose time was up and went back to the Watch Commander's office. Steve's a 20-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department. Prior to that, worked for Arroyo Grande Police Department. And spent 9 years in detectives, so he's a very knowledgeable deputy sheriff. really looking forward to having him down here. He's also a resident of South County, so he understands the unique issues that go on in this area and will fit in very well. So I just wanted to introduce him to the board. He may come and take my place from time to time when necessary, hopefully not too often. So,
welcome.
Welcome, Sergeant Harris. It's good to meet you and good to have you with us.
Getting on to some of the things that have been going on, we had an arrest on August 31st for yet another incident of theft of copper transmission wire from Union Pacific Railroad track right-of-way. As I've explained before, the transmission lines that are up on those telephone poles no longer are used. They're out of service. So Union Pacific Railroad's been taking them down a little bit at a time. Well, they haven't gotten to our county yet. However, we have some individuals who have been taking it upon themselves to go out and remove the wire and then sell it at some of the local recycling yards. So this seems to be an ongoing problem for us. We're arresting 1 to 2 people a month in the process of doing that. And one of my alert deputies caught a gentleman down at 22nd Street by the tracks with about $5,000 worth in the back of his truck. So he was arrested for grand theft. So this is an ongoing problem, and we're asking that anybody in the public who sees somebody and they recovered property from 4 other vehicle thefts that occurred in the area. We kind of put a dent in the evening crime wave we've been having with vehicle thefts. We also have been notified, and actually I got one of these myself on my email account, of a internet scam involving Microsoft Corporation. Basically, this particular email tells you that you're the winner of an internet sweepstakes, and I know you've heard this story before. But tells you that you've won 250,000 euros, and that should be your first clue that something's wrong, because Microsoft is a United States corporation, and it tells you to call a number in, I believe it's Denmark, to talk about how to process your winnings. So this is obviously a scam. It's a typical scam where they'll tell you that you have to send them money so that they can do the exchange transaction and everything else, and then you send your money and you never see anything again. So we're telling everybody, if you get this, do what I did, delete it, get rid of it. It's a scam. And because it's going on internationally across the Atlantic, there isn't a lot that can be done to prosecute it. Interpol works on some of the bigger ones and tries to get people into custody, but it doesn't happen too often, unfortunately. So. And then the last thing was I received a call on graffiti. I guess there were some questions regarding graffiti in the neighborhood. I checked with county probation on graffiti removal, And they used to have a program where they would send juveniles out to remove graffiti in neighborhoods. The problem is that they ran into some legal issues with that and shut the program down about 2 years ago, so it's no longer in place. We do have paint over at the substation. If people want to come in and get some paint to do the painting, we're happy to give it out. We have many and varied colors that they can use to do it. But the biggest thing is we don't have a county graffiti removal ordinance in place. And an ordinance would allow us to give a property owner a certain period of time to remove the graffiti, and then once they don't do it, then we're allowed to go in and paint it over. Right now we can't do that because it's private property. So the biggest thing that I can ask you to do is to push for the county to pass a graffiti ordinance, and that will give us the teeth and the ability to go in and remove it once it's
out, and just be aware of people doing suspicious things in the neighborhood. And also your point on the internet scams, I've seen several of those. Some of them come with a bank logo and it says "Dear Customer," and you know,
yes,
same kind of thing. Send us your account numbers and your social security number and all of this. So it's, if it sounds too good to be true, it must be too good to be true.
It's true. Actually, on that issue, Sergeant Harris pointed out that a lot of elderly people seem to fall victim to these scams because of issues of aging, things like that. They seem to be a little more vulnerable to those. So that's yet another issue that we seem to be dealing more and more with. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping everybody... I'm always happy to get calls at my station, people who see things, and we can go out and deal with them. That's what I'm looking for. So I totally agree with you there.
Can I ask one question? Did you mention about having paint available for people?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't mention that.
I do have a stockpile of paint over at the station. We're happy to hand it out if somebody wants to come in and get it.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and again, Sergeant Harris, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Would anyone like to ask a question of the commander before he leaves?
Hi, Mary Lucy Oceano. On my home computer, I've noticed lately, and I do have a block, but I must probably need to update it. It says that somebody else is on my line. You know, somebody is using my line. And what I'll do is I'll shut down, go exit out, and then go back to my locking mechanism and do that. And I found out at my office, right, is that there's not a lock on my line. And what I've come across is, I'm sorry to say this, but the child molesters out in parking lots and particularly in my neighborhood, for some strange reason, there's a draw of a, I call them Chesters, for little molesters. But they're really tapping into our internet and going to porn sites off our home computers. And so you brought up, you know, internet, international internet scams, and I think that that's very important. But as far as a community, we do have a lot of sexual predators in the area, and now they're tapping into our internet lines. And so do you have any advice for, you know, because, look, I don't want nobody checking out no porn on any of my computers. And I think that people of Oceano feel the same way, particularly since, for some odd reason, we have a higher ratio of sexual predators in Oceano than, say, in other unincorporated areas of the county. In fact, we have more, almost twice as many as any other area. So maybe you could talk to us about how to protect our equipment a little bit. Thanks.
Well, I am not a computer expert, nor would I ever pretend to be, but I have done some reading on the subject, and if you're using a wireless network, that's usually the easiest way that somebody can tap into your system. So the best thing to do is to either encrypt your wireless network, which can easily be done using the instructions with your router, and that will make it almost impossible, if you do it correctly, for someone to tap into your system. As far as if it's a wired system, that's beyond my technical know-how. But that's the easiest way to protect yourself with a wireless system.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay, before board member items for discussion, I understand there was a couple items that came up after the agenda was prepared that we might want to consider for adding to the agenda this evening?
Yes, sir. These both qualify, I believe, as emergency additions to the agenda. Around 4 o'clock this afternoon, I received a list from Wallace Group of dates for completing the sewer work in order to get the work done before the grants expire. And I passed out a preliminary staff report that what they require is that our permission to go ahead and request bids. And so I'd ask that that item be added to the agenda. It's called Sewer System Earthquake Damage Repair and Replacement Project.
Okay, so this item right now is just to consider declaring that to be an emergency add to the agenda. So it's not to debate the merits item itself. It's just to add it to the agenda for consideration.
I move to put it on the agenda for consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we add the earthquake repair item to the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. And is there a second item?
Yes, the second item has to do with the sale of the Oceano Community Center from the OCCI to Lucia Mar Unified School District. The district has a ground lease with for the Oceano Community Center with the OCCI, and we need to approve a transfer of that lease from OCCI to the school district. And so I'd ask that that be added as an agenda item as well.
And that again came up after the agenda.
It came up on Monday, and it's to go to the Board of Supervisors on the 16th of this month.
Yeah. Okay, and again, this is
Mr. President, this deals with an item, the community center that I live within 500 feet of, so I have to recuse myself from this.
I also will recuse myself. I live across the street.
I move that we consider this as an emergency item.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we consider the community center lease item as an emergency addition to the agenda this evening. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Passes 3-0 with 2 recused. Okay, that brings us to item number 4, which is board member items for discussion.
Mr. President, I hate to interrupt you. We need to decide where we're going to include those items on the agenda.
Okay, I'd like to the utility item for the sewer repair, let's have that as item 9B. And the community center item, that can be, it's an administrative item, let's have that as 10B.
Thank you.
With that, then, we come to board member items for discussion. Let's start this evening with Vern.
I don't have anything.
Barbara?
Nothing.
Bill?
I know.
Pamela?
I just want to remind everybody our cleanup week is coming up on September 22nd to 26th, so get prepared. You can have at least 12 bags out there to help clean up in the fall. And if you have other household items, please call the sanitary company at 489-4246, and it's $10 each for large items to televisions, chairs, water heaters, and those kinds of things. It's an easy way to get it out of your yard, and you don't have to drive to the landfill.
I'll be calling them with the water heater because I was just doing that the last couple days, so I'll be placing my order. Thank you. I have nothing else this evening. One thing I wanted to do, though, is inquire about the audit status, if we could just get a...
Yeah, I was going to discuss statement. That under the general manager comments.
Okay. Yeah. We'll wait till then. For item 5, Sean Wathen is still on assignment out of the area, so he is not here this evening for our award presentation. And with that, then, we'll move to item number 6, which is review and approval of the minutes of August 27th. I did note, again, somehow we've missed Brian Fukuhara's name on the page 1 of the minutes.
Okay. Jeez.
I On page 3 at the bottom, I'm not sure whether I missed the district legal counsel's report or if this was just left off on the minutes. I don't know. The currently active powers of the district are water, sewer, parks and rec, fire protection, solid waste, and street lighting, I believe.
Right. That's right.
With council's concurrence, we might correct that.
That is correct. Street lighting is one of the lighting powers.
I just didn't type it in much.
Should be one of the current powers, right?
Not late.
Active powers. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Are there comments or questions on the minutes? Is there any public comment on the minutes? Hearing none.
I move that we approve the minutes with the corrections.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as corrected. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously.
No, one abstention.
I'm sorry, one abstain. 4-0 with one abstain. Item number 7 then is report of the department heads, and tonight we have Captain Craig Angelo from the fire department.
Evening. How you doing?
Hello.
Quick rundown of the calls from last month. We had 75 calls in total, which we had 27 of those. I'm sorry, that's not correct. We had 37 of those in Oceano. The ones that weren't in Oceano, we had 13 to Grover Beach, 3 to Arroyo Grande, 15 with CAL FIRE CDF, 7 on the beach, and then brought our total to 530 calls. For the Oceano calls, we had 1 fire, 27 EMS calls, and 9 miscellaneous PSAs and hazardous conditions, whatnot. We were at 503 calls at the end of the month. Today we're at 535, and I couldn't pull it up on the computer for some reason. It kept freezing up on me, but we're about 20 to 30 calls behind last year.
Which is good.
That's very good. That seems to be the trend this year. I think everybody's a little behind except for Arroyo Grande. Also, in the month of August, Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande responded, Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande responded to a head-on vehicle collision right down here on Highway 1 next to the Ranger Station. It did turn out to be a DUI driver crossing opposing lanes and went head-on. They used the jaws of life to extricate one victim, minor injuries. And then also later on in the month, we had a second vehicle accident down here on Cienega. Another DUI ran into the back of a parked box van. And we had to extricate, I believe, 2 out of that. So we're getting a lot of use on our jaws this last month. And then also we had 2 fires in the state parks area, that patch of vegetation in between Grand and Pier Avenue and Highway 1, the beach. Both of them seemed pretty obvious. It was a warming fire that some transients had started and got out of control. So we were able to get out there and put those out relatively quick. No major damage or anything. They're pretty small, usually 10 to 15 by 5, usually. We also had a ATV accident we responded to out in the dunes, which was a fatal accident. I really don't know any more than that on the details of reports. I haven't had a chance to go through yet. The cooperative train that we've been working on has mostly been MCI, mass casualty incidents. We've been working very closely with San Luis Ambulance, all 3 departments. They're doing what they call an MCI drill day once a month, where every patient we go to, we fill out a mass casualty tag, and put it with the patient, go through the whole gamut on that. So it's actually been really helpful for a lot of the guys that don't have much experience. As far as grants go, all of our grants from 07, the Volunteer Firefighter Assistance Grants, we've received everything. We submitted all the paperwork for reimbursement, and we have not yet heard anything on the 08 grants. My little project that we've been working on, the alleys, we started today putting in posts. We put in four early this morning. We'll be putting up the first signs tomorrow. And if you have any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them.
I was wondering if sometime later this evening you could show the new jackets that you got. They showed it last night at the fire committee, and I think the public would be interested in seeing what we got to protect you.
Absolutely.
And they told us that you could model it for us.
Okay. Absolutely.
And I think when you talked about the fatality on the beach, that was someone by themselves.
Yes.
They didn't hit anything. And I don't think they ever have said what the result of the autopsy was.
Yeah, it was an unwitnessed accident, and they don't know if the guy had a heart attack and wrecked, or if he wasn't paying attention and wrecked and died from his injuries.
Yeah.
They don't know yet.
Yeah. So it was not a collision with another ATV or anything.
No.
Questions, comments? I see that we use the jaws of life, as you said. The chief's issued a little statement here about what this all involved, especially with the one where the guy ran away from the scene. But it's interesting for me to see too that it's the objective is to take the vehicle away from the patient rather than the patient out of the vehicle. That's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, that's a typical philosophy on that. And it's all about the patient care. We don't really care what happens to the vehicle. We're going to manipulate the vehicle. That way we're not manipulating the patient out of the vehicle.
Right. Was that the one where I think they said last night he only ended up with a broken toe?
Yeah.
And the vehicle looked like you saw it, you would have thought he wouldn't have survived.
Yeah, they actually, the first report on scene, they had witnessed transmission fluid in the gutter where there was sand, and it looked like coagulated blood, so they thought it was going to be a really bad call, and turned out just being transmission fluid.
Fortunate.
Thank goodness.
Is there any public comment on the report? Okay, hearing none.
Didn't have a new car. I have no idea. I wasn't there.
Thank you very much, Craig. Okay, we have no fire items this evening. Brings us to item number 9A, utility items. This is our continuing disclosure of the emergency following the San Simeon earthquake, cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water lines. Is there, first of all, any public comment on this item? Mary?
Hi, Mary Lucy Oceano. Actually a candidate for the OCSD Board of Directors, too. So can you maybe explain to the public why after, 4 years since the earthquake, and yes, we did sustain some pretty dramatic damage during the earthquake, but it's 4 years, FEMA has closed the San Simeon earthquake, any awards, I'm not aware of any pending or anything like that haven't been resolved. So maybe you could just very briefly at some point in the future explain to us why we continue this emergency act when the work is going forward and I don't foresee the federal FEMA agency stepping in anytime, ever.
Probably a good segue into our next item that was our special ad item, that there is actually federal fund money that is targeted for our sewer system repairs that was brought on by the earthquake. So we should address that as the next item. But we're continuing the the emergency until the repairs are made and the bills are paid.
I think it has to stay an open item, an active item, till it's totally completed the repairs to get the money.
And we've talked about this at numerous meetings, you know, to tell the public why this is being continued. We as a board have brought this up, questioning it ourselves many times, but we've also answered those questions.
I don't think it hurts to reiterate it again, though.
No, definitely not.
It's gone on for four years, and a lot of times we just take it perfunctorily, so it's good to occasionally explain what's actually happening with it.
Craig, model your jack.
Any other comment or questions on this item?
I move that we continue the emergency cleaning inspection of district sewer and water lines.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we continue the declaration of emergency. May I have a roll call, please, Patrick?
Certainly. Director Dean?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Item number 9B, then, is Sewer System Earthquake Damage Repair and Replacement Project. This is the item that we added to the agenda this evening. Patrick, you have a staff report?
Mr. President, members of the board, each of you have a copy of a staff report that I prepared this afternoon with some information that was provided by Wallace Group, who is our district engineer, late this afternoon. There's also copies available in the back of the boardroom for the public. Basically, the engineers have completed all the preparations, all the drawings, all the permitting that's required for us to move on with actually performing our sewer repairs. Number of segments that originally were being considered for repair were 29. Those have been reduced to 23 through further inspection by the Wallace Group. Preliminary estimates of the cost of construction indicate that we'll be able to repair between 10 and 12 of the segments, the top 10 or 12 highest priority segments, which will leave somewhere between 11 and 13 for future repair. We have there's a potential that we could get some 2009 CDBG grant funds, and that's what we're going to try to do once these repairs are completed. We have a very aggressive schedule for getting bids and accomplishing the work because the grant funds that we do have expire in April of next year, so we need to get on with this. That's the reason it comes to you tonight. Basically, what we're requesting is that the board authorize the general manager to direct our engineer to solicit bids for the work that needs to be done to repair our sewers. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Okay. First of all, is there any public comment on this item? Hearing none, questions or comments from the board?
It's been a long time coming. I'm glad to see it finally happening. And a lot of this was permitting issues and environmental issues that just take a lot of time. So my thanks to Wallace Group for getting us to this point, and we'll go through with this. Very pleased to see it come.
I also would like to thank the Wallace Group for their work on this. They've done a great job.
I would echo that. The solicitation of bids for both CDBG and the DRI grant-funded project, is the CDBG portion of that the remaining items that...
No. These are the money that we have right now to do
CDBG.
The current,
okay.
Right. The 2007, I think, CDBG funds. That's why they have to be expended by April of next year.
Right. Okay, thank you.
There's total, the two grants... total almost $1 million, $990,000 something.
Right. Other comment or questions? Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to direct our general manager to authorize the district engineer Wallace Group to solicit bids for the CDBG and the DRI grant funded project repairing earthquake damage to the OCSD sewer system.
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the recommended action. May I have a roll call, please, Patrick?
Certainly. Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Item number 10, 10A is committee assignments. I have, along with my somewhere in between my water heater project and everything else, I've reviewed the committee requests that were made. As the public is probably aware, the board passed Resolution 2008-17, which required within 30 days of passage, which was passed on the 13th of August, so this is the last meeting that we can be in compliance, was required to be realigned and reappointed our board member committees in accordance with the revised rule within 30 days. So this meeting meets that requirement. The new rules are as follows. No committee shall include in its membership more than two board members. Core appointments shall be to the Finance Committee, Fire Committee, Personnel Committee, representative to the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitary District. President will automatically be assigned as the district representative to the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitary District. For at least one core appointment will be made to each director unless the director declines the appointment. Five, no more than two core appointments will be made to any one director. Core appointments will be rotated annually with no director assigned to the same core committee except the sanitation district 2 years in a row unless approved by a majority of the directors. Seven is other appointments will be rotated on an annual basis if a director requests assignment to a specific committee. Eight is no more than one director who has not previously served as a director will serve on any core committee. I know that's an interesting rule. No more than one director has not previously served as a director. I presume that means that someone who's been serve more than one term on the board, which would be Directors Dahl and Mann. And the other directors who have not previously served as a director would be myself, Vice President Bookout, and Director Dean. Number nine is assignment to the Fire Oversight Committee will be made to a member of the Fire Committee unless both primary members of the Fire Committee decline appointment. 10 is the president shall be appointed as an alternate member to all standing committees. The vice president shall be appointed as an alternate for those meetings where the president serves as a regular member or where the president is unable due to scheduling or other conflicts to attend a committee meeting as an alternate. And the general manager or his or her designee shall be an ex officio member of all committees. I received the following email from General Manager O'Reilly. That he received the following input for committee assignments. Vice President Bookout, I'm looking at last year's. I should look at this year's, would be more appropriate. Vice President Bookout would like to be assigned to Fire Oversight and Fire Committee and the Water and Sewer Committee in that priority order. Director Dahl believes that the outside committees should remain the same and only changes that should be made now are to internal committees. However, I note that violates the new rule number 7, whereas another director has requested the change. Therefore, he would like to stay on Oceano Advisory and the Airport Land Use Commission. He's currently chair of Oceano Advisory and alternate member to Airport Land Use. For internal committees, he would like to be assigned to the Finance Committee. Director Mann would like to be assigned to the Fire Committee. If she cannot be on that, she would like to be assigned to Water and Sewer Committee and Oceano Advisory. Director Dean's first preference for core committees is the Fire Committee, since she's never been assigned. Her second preference for core committees is the Finance Committee, which she was assigned to last year. For non-core committees, her first preference is Community Enhancement Committee, which she was assigned 2 years and would like to finish this year. Her second preference was water and sewers, which she was never assigned. For other committees, her first preference is Zone 3 to finish the current assignment. She notes that Zone 3 must be approved by the Board of Supervisors. That's been a problem because previously we had tried to appoint Director Bookout to Zone 3 or Zone 11A, and the county declined that because of his ongoing litigation against the county and the district, which also seems to prevent his service on airport land use and the Water Resources Advisory.
We can barely hear him.
Pull your mic down a little.
I'm sorry. The president is automatically assigned to the sanitation district and a supervisor liaison. I would also request the Water and Sewer Committee. As a result, for the core committees, the appointments that I've made is to the Finance Committee, Directors Dahl and Dean. The Fire Committee, Director Dean and Mann. The Personnel Committee, Vice President Bookout and Director Dahl. Those are the core committees. Also is the Sanitation District, of course, whereas I'm the appointed representative there by the resolution, and the alternate for that is Vice President Bookout. The non-core committees is the Water and Sewer Committee. Vice President Bookout is assigned to that, and I am assigned to that. The alternate, since both the president and vice president are serving, would be Director Mann. The Community Enhancement Committee would be Directors Dean and Vice President Bookout. Our outside committees, Airport Land Use, Director Dahl, California Special District Representative, Director Mann, Oceano Advisory, Director Mann with the alternate of Director Dahl. Supervisor Liaison is myself by the rule appointment, and the alternate is Vice President Bookout. Zone 3, Director Dean. Zone 11A, Director Dahl. Our representative on the Zone 3 Technical Committee is Phil Davis. For Water Resources, General Manager O'Reilly. And for the Fire Consolidation, I would appoint Director Dean to that position. And noting again that if a director is unable to attend, that the president and or vice president could attend in their stead. So those are the appointments that I've made, attempting to scrupulously follow the new resolution.
President Hill, I cannot attend the fire oversight. That's during the day, as I understand it. Is that correct?
I believe it's on Fridays.
Yeah, it's during the day, though. It's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
If Director Mann could not attend, then I'm available on Fridays. So I would be able to attend.
Okay, that's bimonthly too, isn't it?
Right, it's every other month.
Mm-hmm. And that item, you know, that committee right there needs to be attended by a person on the fire committee. I mean, that's very important.
Okay, I think Director Mann should be able to attend those meetings. I'll also endeavor to attend fire committee meetings as an observer going forward. When I'm able to do that.
Being that this is the first we're getting to see this right now, like to table this until either later in the meeting or until the next meeting.
We can certainly continue it later and take it up later, give you a little bit of time to look at it.
I have a question at this point. Did all the board members receive the email with requests on it? Did you receive or get a copy, Bill? from Patrick last Friday.
I don't want to speak for any of the other directors. The emails addressed to Director Bill Bookout, Vern Dahl, Pamela Dean, and presumably Barbara 8923@cs.com.
Do you have a computer, Barbara?
I have a computer, but I've told the general manager in the past I don't have email and I don't have the internet. So once again, I never got this.
It wasn't in your Friday packet?
No, it wasn't in the Friday package, and it wasn't in
what
the
you're pointing
mailbox.
At, Barbara, is Jim's letter right there. He just gave that to us tonight.
Oh, this we just got tonight. Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about is the email that came on Friday to you from the general manager with them all listed of who wanted what. I just want to again remind you, I don't have email,
no,
I don't
understand.
Have internet, yeah. And okay. I know it's not a condition of being a member of the board to have that.
No, I intended to have it in the Friday pack. I thought it was, actually.
No,
but,
it wasn't.
Okay.
But, you know, if you could please remember if you email to some to them, just right. to, I'm just a few feet from here,
oh, to
put it in the little mailbox.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, well, in the interest of allowing some time to look this over, maybe we can, a little later, we might take a break and come back and consider it later if that meets,
table it to next time.
If that meets everyone's support.
Public comment.
Is there public comment on this item?
Mary Lucy Oceano, proud resident of Oceano. Thrilled to be here, actually. I really like this little town. I don't understand the delay because I'm looking at an email from General Manager O'Reilly, and it states right here, Mr. Dahl, what you preference in this, and that my understanding as well is that you were involved in preparing the ordinance to make this committee changes in midstream, and so I don't understand the delay that this is the first time you've seen this when that's actually what you requested as close as a request without violating the law. So I don't understand why the board is holding back on passing this, and also too, it's a violation of the ordinance not to pass it tonight. You've had it for quite some time. The public has had it for quite some time, not understanding the behind-the-scenes politics of making changes to committees in midstream. I also think that it was good oversight, on the other hand, to look at this because, as the director said, you know, we really have to be extremely cautious if we have a director who has the district in litigation and then has us as a public representative in certain committees and other community groups, that doesn't really look very well. So I think it gave you an opportunity to maybe clean up your external committees. So I would really like to see you pass and follow through with your ordinance tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Just two points of clarification. First of all, it's a resolution rather than an ordinance. Second is that the general manager did pass out the email, I believe it was last Friday. However, I only made the, due to my water heater excursion, I did not make this did not make this available to anybody until right now. So the members have not had a chance to look at this in any detail in any length of time.
President, may I make a clarification? Is that the email that everybody sent to the director, that your summary is relatively reflective of what the directors had sent, is what I was trying to say.
I attempted to do that as best I could within
yeah.
the
So that's what I didn't understand the delay, since the directors are the ones who put their request in. You kind of just reformatted it.
Thank you. We'll hold this item then and continue it later in the meeting. Moving on at this point then to item number 10B. This is for the Oceana Community Center, consideration of a lease transfer from OCCI to the CMR Unified School District. Patrick?
I need to recuse myself. I'm across the street.
And I also am within 500 feet of the community center, so we'll have to recuse myself as well.
Okay, we'll wait just a moment.
The Oceano Community Center, Inc. Is the owner of the Oceano Community Center at the present time. They have been in negotiations with LUCMR Unified School District to sell the community center to the school district. They have reached an agreement. Last night, the OCCI, or this morning, the OCCI board approved the sale. Last night, the school district board approved the purchase. One of the factors that has to be included in this sale is a transfer of the lease that we have between OCSD and OCCI to LUCMR Unified School District. What's before the board tonight is an agreement called a long-term property lease assignment transfer and consent agreement that would transfer that lease from OCCI to LUCMR School District. The reason that we have it on as an emergency item is because the sale also has to be approved by the Board of Supervisors, and they're meeting on September the 16th next week to consider this, so we don't have time to delay it until the next board meeting. The board has discussed this before favorably, and so staff recommends that we approve this transfer agreement. There's also, each of you, I gave you a copy of the original lease if that is of interest to you, and there are some of those available in the back of the room. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and that's again because the OCSD owns the property on which the structure is built, but OCCI owns the community center structures and the improvements on the property. So
I have a question though for the general manager, if I could. Mm-hmm. If we transfer this lease to the school board so this can move ahead, then could we perhaps negotiate with them later if we wanted to sell them the property?
You know, I don't know all the technical aspects of the grant, but I could check that out. Certainly we could look into that.
What I'm thinking, and you know, and I don't know if it's feasible or not, but it might be something to look at. If we were able to sell them the property and it goes along with the restrictions that we had on it about how much has to be recreation, and that was in the sale or however.
Right.
It's been a long time since I bought any property,
right.
But the restrictions on the property, if we could do that, that would certainly be some badly needed revenue for the district. And it would, as long as it can be guaranteed legally that it would have to stay so much recreation like it was to us when we got it. We originally bought it from the school district with money from a grant, but you know, so that we're not in any defaulting with the grant.
Right. And you know, the grant from the county, it's rather lengthy, and not having it in front of me, even if I did, it would take a while to go through it, and that's certainly something we can look at. I kind of have a feeling that we need to maintain ownership of it so that we do have full control, but I'm not saying for certain.
If that was what we had to do, fine, but you know, if we didn't, as long as it was going to stay within the intent of the property,
I would
like that, but...
Yeah, we can look into it. I don't know the legal ramifications.
And that would have nothing to do with
tonight.
I'm just bringing that up for thought.
And there is one thing I should add to this, and I don't think it materially affects anything that you do tonight, but the packet that the general manager handed out, and I believe it's available to the public in the back, it has the original lease attached. It does not have the addendum to the lease, which was executed in 2005 when the OCCI got all their funding from the bank. It doesn't really materially alter the original lease other than to kind of grant some powers to the bank that they would not otherwise have. So essentially they have some security on their loan. But that's not, I don't believe that's included in the packet, or it's not in the one I have. I have an unexecuted copy of it with me. I do not have the executed copy with me, but I think the board should be aware of that, that there is something else to this. And I believe all the negotiations between OCCI and the school district have contemplated that addendum to lease, and everyone is aware of it. So,
could we have, you said you have the unexecuted copy of the addendum. Could we have a copy for us?
Oh, I have no problem with that.
You want it right now?
Well, I'd like to put it with this because if, you know, right. If the addendum wasn't on here when you pulled this,
right.
Even though that one's not signed, I would like to have it.
Okay.
And if it's okay, would it be all right with the board if I forwarded that to Patrick tomorrow to forward to you? I what I have here is what I believe to be the final copy of the unexecuted lease, but I want to confirm that before I, you know, I don't think there were any additions or deletions from this, okay. But I can't say that for 100% certainty.
We know where you live.
That is okay with me.
Okay.
I think that's better.
Yeah, and I can include it in the Friday letter when I distribute the letter on Friday. Okay. Yeah.
Like I say, we know where to find you.
You know, it's this property where the community center is today. At one time was a park for the community, and we're still in hopes, I know I am, in having a park on the east side of the highway here rather than just the west side. And it's been, Vern and I have both been on a Parks and Recreation Committee to try to get a park on the east side, and it's still not impossible to do that in the future. The grants, funding, in the meantime, we have the community center, which is great for the community. It's unfortunate that it didn't work out the way it did, but the school district will do a great job with this property in the future.
Is there a public comment on this item? Mary.
Sorry, I'm a little slow tonight. Mary Lucia Asciano. I agree with Barbara. You know, you're asking to endorse only partial lease. You know, you don't have the full packet in front of you. Secondly is that, if I remember correctly, OCSD bought the land from Lucia Marr for right around $500,000 in the past. And please, you know, people correct me on my history because I wasn't here during that time.
I don't remember the amount, but
you're and close. Now, you know, the community agreed to use this land to build a community center because you had to have community buy-in to get that far, right? Under the pretense that the entire community would have access to this community center. So, and then things happen and history moves on, and now we're at the point where the property is being sold, been developed and being sold back to the original owners, which was Lucia Marr, but it's not being sold back to them, it's being given back to them. So Lucia Marr, we paid $500,000, Lucia Marr is getting the property back developed, but the land is free, basically. But the townspeople made that agreement under the pretense that this would be a community center, and they were willing to take and you know, no rent for this land because they would have access to this community center. So is Lucia Marr planning on providing full community recreational services to the community? And Mr. Bookout, I'm sure you know this, you know, and many of us, you know, don't know all the ins and outs of the status of the community center. And I know that if I'm not real clear on what the status or the intent of the building, I know there's at least one more person out there who doesn't know it either. So please, you know, I apologize for not knowing all the ins and outs of the community center at this point, you know, but you're probably going to have to repeat yourself just a little bit because we're not quite sure what the use of the building is. And I find something inherently wrong with paying $500,000 for a piece of property and then turning around and giving it back to the people who I bought it from originally. So,
may I?
You know,
the few.
Thank you for your tolerance.
Some of the school board members that I've spoken to, and when they say what it's going to be used for, part of it will be for classes, I think, adult education. But I also understand that there will be a large part of it used for recreation and for the community. In other words, from what I've been told or understand, I don't have anything in writing, but just talking to different ones, that the kids will be able to come and do things there, and it won't cost an arm and a leg for them to use it.
Okay. Can
I just stretch that a little bit further?
Uh-huh.
In situations like this, you know, the children always get taken care of first. But the adults and the seniors and disabled people, they don't get equated into the picture. So I'm not worried about the kids not getting their fair share. I'm worried about the rest of the community.
Well, we can push with this. I know that a group I'm affiliated with is meeting the new superintendent of schools and two of their board members next week. And I'm sure the topic of the conversation is going to be the community center, at that point, I would certainly share with you what I learned from them.
You know, this is going to be one of the biggest opening for our kids in our community who actually go to the Oceano Elementary School over here. They're going to have full access to that community center, the kids in Oceano, with the school having it. I think that's great for the kids. It's going to give them a whole other outlook, place to go after school, activities.
Patrick, you wanted to make a comment?
Yeah, a couple of points of clarification. No community money was spent on the community center. The land was purchased from the school district with a grant from the state, and the building was purchased with a loan that the OCCI made from a commercial bank. So there's not a dollar worth of community money in that center from OCSD. From OCSD.
Not OCSD's money, but there were CDBG grants for it.
Right. It was a grant. So, it was grant funded. So,
yeah, I mean, and so, so you know, it did.
And the other thing is that we're not giving anything to anybody. I'm trying to clarify what was said, all the misrepresentation that was made here earlier this evening. Nobody has given anything to Lucia Marr. They are purchasing that community center from OCCI for what we have to assume is a fair price, because OCCI needs to sell it because they can't make the payments on the loan. So I'm not privy to what the amount of the sales is, but it's not... For money to come back to us would be inappropriate because we didn't spend any money on it in the first place.
And if I can also clarify one other thing, Oceano Community Service District still owns the land.
That's correct.
What is being transferred is the improvements on the land. And right. The idea of the long-term lease was eventually that becomes part of the land. But so right now, essentially, and this isn't exactly how it's working out, but the school district is... In all, I guess a generalization, they're assuming the loan for the improvements on the land, but the land belongs to the community services district still.
And there's a separate issue for the land purchase, and if we decide to do that, then we'll get paid for that. But right now, we're not. Yeah. Nobody's given anything to them on the recreation side. One of the things that Alex asked me to ensure that the school district understood was that there is a requirement that the majority of the use of that facility be for recreation, not for school purposes.
And
the school district consulted an attorney, and they feel like they understand that provision, and they're going to comply with the requirements of the grant in providing the services to the community.
And I believe that's part and parcel of the lease as well.
That's correct.
It's a requirement of the lease, which we're being asked to transfer.
Right.
Well, I was really glad to see Lucia Marr step up, because I was afraid that the bank would sell it to somebody else and we wouldn't have as much the community, I'm talking about the community, wouldn't have as much say about what happens there. And I think when it's a school district, we do have a certain amount of influence with them. Yeah. Community
Mary,
does, not,
making,
not just, us five people.
Right.
Yeah, I just want to make a clarification, is that CDBG is block grant money that comes from 100% taxpayers' dollars out of the Department of HUD. So it's really very misleading to imply that CDBG, you know, community development block grant money is not taxpayers' money. You know, every time one of us pays a federal tax, a portion of that goes into that block grant. And this community determines what the priority is for that money because we get a percentage. So if the community...
Programs for kids in the elementary through high school, but they also have adult education programs and other adult programs that I think would serve the broad spectrum of the community. I was afraid that the property might revert to the bank and that we would be faced with some kind of strange sale or something like that. It seems to me that the CMR Unified School District is probably in the best position to take over the facility, maintain it properly, and make it available for people in the community and in the school district for the purpose of recreation for the most part. So I'm glad to see that this the sale has been agreed to. I'm glad to see the school district stepping up to take over the facility. I think they'll operate it as best can be in the circumstances, and I'm just delighted to see that happen.
I'd like to give the bank some credit. They've worked in our community, they've helped our community, and they're involved in our community.
We ready for a motion?
Yes.
I move we approve the long-term property lease assignment transfer and consent agreement provided as attachment 3 and authorize the president of the board to sign this agreement. I want to put in there, though, that we have that addendum attached, that we get that addendum.
Because that's not actually part of any action here.
Okay.
Other than my good word that it'll be sitting in Patrick's mailbox
okay.
Tomorrow morning.
All right. Then I end up with agreement.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the staff report and approve the long-term property lease assignment transfer and consent agreement from OCCI to the CMR Unified School District. May I have a roll call, please, Patrick?
Certainly. Director Mann?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Okay, if we could bring the Director Steen and Dahl back.
Before we go into closed session, can we have him moderate his code?
Yes.
Mary, you want to stay and see him?
At this point, we'll take a quick break during which Captain Angelo will show us the new medical jackets that were just obtained.
Thank you. Is the meeting adjourned?
No.
No.
Okay. We're continuing.
These are our new medical jackets we just received. This is actually my first day. Obviously, I say Ocean Fire on the back with the reflective tape all the way around. We've been trying to get these for a few years. What's so important about these is they're blood-borne pathogen, NFPA approved, Cal OSHA approved. They're you can use them for multi-use, medical or rain, either or. Really important thing is we've had numerous calls here where we've been sprayed with blood and we've had to go through a decon process that can take anywhere from a few hours to a whole year, depending on how you get sprayed, where you get sprayed, if you have any open wounds or not. This is to really minimize it. We're supposed to be wearing these on all of our medical calls that it would be needed on, any type of cuts, anywhere where there's blood or bodily fluids. with this and our gloves, and then we also have eye protection, which I put in one of the pockets today. We can severely minimize any risk of us contracting any type of bloodborne pathogens, Hep B, HIV, whichever, Hep C. They're a pretty expensive jacket. We received, I believe, 8 of these for the on-duty crews. They're around, I think they're just under $200 a piece. But it's something that we've been needing for a while, and we're very grateful that we've got them now. This week is the first week that we've had them, so we've been using them. Every medical call that we've had so far, they're wearing them.
Put it on, Craig.
Put it on. It's a little short on me because it's all torso. But most of them get a little longer on everyone else.
And there was the funding for this came.
What's that?
The funding for this, as I understand it, came in large part from grants.
Yeah.
The fire department received.
I believe so. Yeah. The NFG grants that we just received everything from. As I'm trying to show you here, we can
be able to get pants for you guys also.
They do make a pant that's the same material. It's like a night pants that you can throw on either over your pants or if you're not wearing your uniform pants, if you're in your shorts at night, you can throw them on. I actually ordered a pair myself for my personal use, which they're fantastic. They're basically like our structure here. They're just thinner, and they're made to stop blood instead of fire.
Yeah, which is important. Thank you for modeling for us.
Thank you for allowing us to get them.
Thank you for showing us, and we're delighted that those came in at long last.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on, we have item number 11 here is executive session. Let's take a 10-minute break, and then we'll decide whether we want to have the director's reports prior to the executive session. So let's take 10 minutes. Okay, we'll reconvene. Before we do the executive session, I'd like to reconsider item number 10B, which 10A, which was the consideration of committee assignments, noting that the resolution that the board passed required the realignment and reapportionment of committees in accordance with the revised rule within 30 days. And again, I note that this is the last meeting that would allow us to be in compliance with that. So I guess we've had public comment on this item. If there's director comments or a motion.
Yeah, I have some more comments because what I don't know is who has been on to that. So that's, I'd like to see that before we vote on this. And I would think we could, as a group, decide to look at that. I'll let others speak to that issue.
I do have the let's see, I believe last year, 2007, I have the 2007 requests. I don't know that I have the actual assignments. The core committees are finance. I believe, Vern, have you been on finance previously? I think.
Yes.
Yes.
We both
but,
were.
Yeah. You know, I think instead of trying to go from recognition and there's been some things that have been stated here that I'm not quite sure of, you know, whether there's violation of rule for requesting something, and there's some other things going on here. I think I'd like to see this go back to the ad hoc to review and look at, and then come back with the board, and that also gives everybody time between now and when we're first seeing this to look it over.
Well, I'm confused as to how that would comply with our resolution that we make the transfer within 30 days of adoption of the resolution.
I think we could agree to extend that if we wanted to look at who's been on these various core committees for how long. I'd like to see that. And I can't remember. I can remember what I've been doing. I can't remember what everybody else has.
I believe the fire committee the last year, prior to the current year, was Vice President Bookout and myself were on the fire committee. Prior to that,
however, you let Barbara attend all the meetings for you, so you didn't attend the meetings. It was primarily Barbara.
Barbara may have attended in my place because
the majority of them. So she was.
You, as the vice president, were attending already, so a different director would have had to have been appointed.
Yeah, you had Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was concerned when the facts you brought it up.
That's not a fact, Mr. President. I never didn't. Said that. If you want to state facts, state facts. Don't say I said things I didn't. You show me where I said that, and I'll believe that.
You know, Jim, you earlier in the evening, you were talking about the county in Zone 3. I think I'd like to deal a little bit. Since you're making accusations against the general manager, tonight you made accusations against me. I think there needs to be a little bit more looking into exactly where you're making your accusations.
Well, some of this has been frustrating because I've attempted to give everybody the committees that they wanted as much as I could.
That is no excuse for your accusations.
And to be fair, and you've been appointed to some of the committees, and then it turns out that for whatever reason, that wasn't acceptable to the county. So
you've changed your previous statement from earlier in the evening then?
No, my statement earlier in the evening seems to be accurate.
Okay, well, I still think this needs to go back to the ad hoc and then come back to the next meeting, and I'd make a motion to extend that timeline and take it into the ad hoc committee.
I'd second that motion.
As general counsel, I would just remind you that it does say in the rules of order that it needs to be passed within 30 days, so...
Okay. Can we? Is there a way that we can extend that timeline? Does it say it has to be passed, or that it has to be? Mr. President, could you please maintain order in the room?
Yeah, please, Mr. President.
I would ask the audience to please allow the board to conduct its business.
Okay. Sorry for the distraction.
No, that's no problem. And I'm a little embarrassed. I do not have the amended rules of order. Is there any chance I could look at those real quick, Mr. President? It does say the committee assignment will be realigned and reappointed in accordance with this revised rule within 30 days after adoption of this resolution. And this is the last meeting to do that, practically speaking. There's no penalty for taking some further action other than, you know, some self.
So we don't need to amend the resolution, but we can do this with just by agreeing to it?
The board can essentially do what it wants on this. It would be sticking back to the ad hoc committee would violate the resolution, though, in my opinion.
I could again ask the members of the public to allow the board to conduct the business.
Well, I think it's important. This is, you know, it's always a problem when things come to us last minute, and I think this is important enough that we take this back to the ad hoc and look at it and bring it back at the next meeting. So I still want to maintain my motion.
I will still second it. It's just unfortunate that these came in late so that we couldn't see it or couldn't look at the past, study from the past what has gone on. I will go with the second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we refer this back to the ad hoc committee, which is Directors Dean and Dahl. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are you
going
to do public comment on this?
Yes, I will. I will do public comment. This is a separate item, I guess, to go back to the ad hoc committee, so we should take public comment on it before taking action. Is there public comment on this item?
Mary Lucy Oceano, whatever the board decides, you know, it does cost money every time you change your minds, and I'm looking at the resolution, and you did get this ahead of time because you had to read it and you had to vote on it, and the yays for in favor of this resolution number 2008-17 was Director Dean, Vice President Bookout, Director Dahl, Director Mann, and Director Hill. The nays were none, and the absence were none. So to use the argument as a last minute and not being clear was a waste of Oceano taxpayer dollars for more legal services. Now you're saying go back to ad hoc so everybody can get paid another $50 for the ad hoc committee and more legal fees because you didn't like the outcome. You voted on the outcome. You voted on this time limit. Somebody made the motion. So that you got it at the last minute is not factual. You know, so I asked the residents of Oceano to call up and ask for the resolution. It's right here in writing. It came in a packet months ago. You wrote the resolution. You just don't like the outcome.
Okay, a brief response. It is factual, and this is just, again, getting things confused between the ordinance that we passed, or the not the ordinance, but this resolution that we passed a while ago, and the actual committee assignments that we've received as who's on what right in front of us this evening. So it's just a matter of not understanding what we're actually doing here. So right now I'd like to call the question, please.
Which question?
The question is, yeah. Shall we refer this back to the ad hoc committee? May I again ask all in favor of passing this back to the ad hoc committee?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
I abstain. The motion passes 3-1 with one abstain. Moving on, I'd like to take out of order item number 12, report of district representatives. I attended the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District on the 3rd of the month. The district went ahead and paid a fine that was levied by the Water Quality Control Board from 2001, the year 2001, where there was a month that due to fly larvae in the fixed film reactor, the sanitation district was somewhat over specification in their discharge could be imposed beyond three occurrences. No action was taken and several years passed. There was no fine levied until this year, and apparently the Water Quality Control Board collected up all potential violations throughout the state, and they imposed fines accordingly. However, they had a program that allows districts to contest the not contest the fine, but to pay a minimized fine. Our district got two fines for the two points of non-compliance beyond the original three, and they were assessed at $3,000 apiece for a total of $6,000. There are other districts throughout the state that have been fined, even at the reduced rate, over $1 million. So our fine in the greater scheme of things is insignificant. However, it's the first time and only time that the sanitation district has been fined. However, they did receive from the Water Quality Control Board an email that stated that payment of this agreed upon amount clears the district from any violations from the years 2000 through 2007. So apparently the Water Quality Control Board agrees that the plant has operated within specifications continuously from 2000 through 2007, with the exception of the 1 month that had some out of spec. So that was disappointing, but also seemed to be a prudent way to go, because I understand that there's been some large fines assessed. That was the major result at the sanitation district meeting. Bill?
I'd have nothing.
Vern?
Yes, I attended a meeting of the Halcyon Advisory Committee that the Oceana Advisory Committee told me I needed to go to work on with our map for our bylaws as to what our boundaries are going to be. And I did that, went in and talked with them and went over what they were establishing their boundary lines. And then I don't know exactly how they're...
Are they changing the rules some way?
I don't know exactly how they're setting it up. They're not officially recognized yet by the county supervisors. There's certain things that they can't be involved in, but I don't think it has anything to do with the advisory side of it.
Okay, because they are in our fire district, mm-hmm. and in our vote, you know, they're part of us mm-hmm. on some of those things. Thank you for clarifying that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Pamela.
I have nothing.
Barbara.
Nothing.
Okay, we should possibly report on the fire committee last night. The committee looked at the new medical jackets. There was other discussion of possible consolidation items. We're looking at ways that joint effort of the fire departments can conserve money. And through sale of equipment, we have one of our command vehicles currently offered for sale, and we're looking to reduce the number of vehicles that the district has. Joint training, I think most everything else was covered by Captain Angelo in his report. Comment or questions from the public on the reports? Okay, hearing none. General Manager items for discussion.
Yes, I have two items this evening. One, we have for years been taking DMV appointments on Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of the month, for citizens to come here and take their driver's license test. The DMV, because of recent reductions in funding, they're having difficulties providing that on Wednesdays. They do other things on Wednesday. So they asked if they could come on Tuesday or Thursday instead. So beginning in November, They'll be coming on the second November, or the second Thursday, beginning in November. Next month, it'll still be the second Wednesday, but in November, second Thursday. The second thing I'd like to talk about is the audit for fiscal year 2007. As you know, a consultant by the name of Harold Wright has been working on our records. He now has them reconciled to the point that we've called the auditors and asked them to come back. They will be here on October the 1st. I'm comfortable with the books now. They're reconciled.
I request that the general manager send a letter to the senior center about the DMV changing so they can put that in their newsletter and post it there.
Sure.
And maybe to the newspaper, too. Thank you.
Sure.
Could we put that on a water bill?
We'd already talked about doing that. Yeah, we'll do that, too.
A lot of people that come and do that don't live in Oceana. They get their
license. Let's be nice to the people that live in Oceana, let them know.
Yeah, it's basically for seniors and handicapped people. Really.
We got a lot of those in Oceana.
Yes, I know, Bill.
Okay, thank you. Any public comment on the general manager's report? Hearing none. Board member items for discussion? Any final comments? Pamela, Bill, Vern, Barbara. Item 15 is consideration of the warrants.
I have one correction to the warrant list. On page 3, there was a duplicate check to the city of Grover Beach for dispatching for $1,518. That's been voided. And we just need to note that on the disbursement list. It's about halfway down the page.
Mm-hmm. Patrick, 11 and 12, page 11 and 12, they were the same. It did just get run twice because it looked to me like maybe the check numbers were the same and the amounts were the same.
Yeah, it's just two copies of the same page. That's
somebody
correct.
Somebody made a second page.
Right.
Renumber.
Yep.
Were there any check corrections other than that one?
No. Corrections? No.
On the membership in the California Fire Chiefs Association, mm-hmm. we have 1,025. Is that one-third of the amount? Or? Okay, it's been moved and seconded to pay the warrants. This corrected. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Passes unanimously. General public comment? Hearing none, is there any written communication?
There is. Everyone should have in front of them a letter to the board of directors from the Oceano Improvement Association. I received, this is dated September the 8th, but I actually received it, I guess on the 8th, Monday. Every election year, the OIA hosts a candidates night forum. This year it's gonna be on Thursday, October the 9th, 2008. At 6:30 here in the OCSD boardroom. The moderator is Tony Ferrara, the mayor of the city of Aurora Grande. And there's an attachment that shows the procedures and protocols that will be used that evening. This is available in the OCSD office if anybody's interested in looking at it in detail. Mrs. Darniel asked me to advise the three members of the board who are running for office that this is their official letter that they're receiving tonight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm glad to see Mayor Ferrara agreeing to do that. He does a really good job as a moderator. Public comment on the report? Hearing none, we have a closed session item this evening. Actually, there are two of them.
The first one, we have no action this evening.
Okay. So the only item would be item 11B, which is conference with real property negotiator, a water rights agreement. Ryan?
Yeah, Mr. President and the board. There's a scheduled closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8 to meet with the agency's negotiator concerning property negotiations and to grant authority regarding terms. The property involved is an interest in the district's water entitlements. The person or persons with whom the agency negotiator may negotiate is the authorized agent for the city of Arroyo Grande.
Okay, is there any public comment on the closed session item before we adjourn to closed session? Hearing none, we will adjourn to closed session.
To negotiate with the authorized agent of the city of Arroyo Grande regarding property interest in district's water entitlements.
Okay, thank you very much. That concludes the business tonight, and we're adjourned.